From Oxbow to Oslo, New York to New Westminster, we're global, baby. Covering what matters to you. Let us know in the comments right now. Welcome to another episode of The Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada. Happy Monday. Canadian sports fans around the world, welcome to the RP Show, episode number 260 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show, coming to you from the sweatpants capital of North America. Rod Peterson here, Darren DuPont there. How are you, Dupes?
I'm wonderful.
It's a big day.
It is.
It's a reveal day, right, Paul?
It's a big reveal day.
It's a big reveal day here on the RP Show, right here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore. So hang on, in moments I'm going to be revealing something. But a big day. We've got Canada's toughest mayor, Pat Fiacco, with us. Still president of Boxing Canada, Pat? Yes, he is. Because uncharacteristically for me, Dupes, I'm going to be a little bit of a downer off the start.
Uh-oh.
After the reveal, okay. Once I get into the show topics. But if you look up positive in the dictionary, Pat Fiacco's picture's there. And he's not the mayor anymore, of course, but he's moved on to other things. But we're excited because we've got him for a full 40 minutes, just us, no other guests.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that. Along with Jamarcus Hardrick of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Yoshi, the 6'8" right tackle, will be joining us. There's a little bit of a story behind that, but I'm looking forward to chatting with Jamarcus. And Jason Kurzweil will be joining us later on in the program, too. Just ahead of the Quick 6 show topics here. Are you ready, Jordan? Just ahead of the Quick 6 show topics. He's not ready. Falling asleep. Ah, there we go. There's the horns. Are you ready for the reveal?
Yeah.
Look at this, guys.
The reveal.
Dun da da. Dun da da. Look at that.
Oh, baby.
Oh, my earplug just fell out.
Hell has frozen
over. Da da. So, a guy by the name of Pumper from Winnipeg, he's a Bomber fan, sent me this shirt. He asked me my size. And I said that it's an XL, and it showed up in the mail on Friday. Anybody that saw my Instagram story or Facebook saw that I put it on there.
Yeah.
And I said, listen, I'm not in. Dan Millett writes in, he says, I just threw up. Listen, I get it. I get where the Ryder fans are coming from. And I was getting a lot of that on the weekend from Ryder fans going, you can't possibly wear Winnipeg stuff. But I said, look, the guy's going to send it to me. I'm going to wear it. Not for the whole show, maybe later on when Jamarcus Hardrick comes on. But if I'm going to be the CFL guy and be part of helping the CFL out of this muck, I can't be viewed as the Ryder guy across the country, or can I?
You're now in every market, right?
We're now in every market. Look, here we go. Everybody's going nuts. I'm going to be sick, Micah Moran says. Brady says Blue Bombers clothing. I knew it. So I said to Pumper, listen, I'm not a charity. I'll send you some money here in an e-transfer. And he says, no. I would pay anything to drive Ryder fans nuts.
That's awesome.
So thank you, Pumper, as we roll in the Flooring Superstore Quick 6 show top. Pat in Winnipeg, she says, looking good. Thank you, Pat.
Yeah.
Everybody, get your screenshots in Winnipeg. Here it is, Rod Peterson in Bomber gear. Rachel says, end of days. End of days. Hell. Oh, and one more. Out to Cranbrook, J.R. Rowley says, see, Rod can be bought. Have I ever said I can't?
No. That's been made very clear on the show. But
oh, yeah.
What day is it? Hell is finally frozen over.
Oh, I can be bought. Oh, yeah. Who's buying? Anyways, to the Quick 6 show. Hey, thank you.
Oh,
Roger
boy.
Yee in Calgary. I am not one to comment. Way to support all teams. And that's it. I'm a CFL guy.
Has anybody checked on Monty, or did he hit the floor?
No kidding. Well, I don't have my week 3 sim games, but it's coming up in the show topics. Let's go. Weekend recap. I heard my wife on the phone with somebody this morning because she's working from home, and the person said, how was your weekend? And she said, a lot of golf. That's it. Well, same thing. A lot of golf. When I left the house this morning, I said, I hope you can survive a couple hours without me. Because we're together, hip to hip, all weekend, and a lot of golf. That's my story.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Same.
Yeah, you know, you were out of town, though.
I was back home.
Yeah.
Yeah, back home with Dad for Father's Day, and it's now been the tradition for 3 years. We put a brisket on and smoke that and play a couple rounds of golf. It was fun. Relaxing.
Sorry, I got these comments. From Jean Daphne. He says, can I e-transfer you some money to take that W off? Somebody wrote, Jeff Kozak writes in and says, nice UW shirt. University of Washington. Brian Warishin from the BC Lions Den podcast says, hey, have you worn my shirt yet? LOL. Yes, I have, Brian, but I'll put it on a little later on. Oh, and last one from Nick Nielsen, the voice of the Weyburn Red Wings. He says, I dare you to wear that shirt when Lynch is in the building.
Oh, no.
Let's just take his cane away from him when I put it on, okay?
I don't know what would be worse for Lynch, you wearing the shirt or him having the Red Bull.
His heart would definitely explode.
Yes.
Okay. Dang. Oh, I spilled on it already. Oh, haven't had it on 60 seconds and sure. I spilled on it. That's a Lynch.
An accident.
It was an accident. Okay, yeah, I'm wearing a Bomber shirt. Get over it. Get used to it. Austin Matthews, Steve Simmons, what do we think? That's point two. The Toronto Sun columnist divulging Austin Matthews' positive coronavirus test results on Friday. You'd think it was the end of the world. It's a pretty big deal. To this day, the Leafs have not acknowledged it or confirmed it. Sure. The major sports networks have not acknowledged it, right? TSN has yet to report it from what I saw.
Yeah.
I went through and checked all my notifications. Nothing from TSN, nothing from Sportsnet. And it's brought about our poll question today. Did Steve Simmons do anything wrong by disclosing Austin Matthews' coronavirus test results, which Simmons reports are positive? Our daily poll question is for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. Last I saw, it was 60-40. Yes, he did. I talked to some veteran Hall of Fame-type journalists on the weekend. I'm talking old school guys from the school where Simmons came from.
Yeah.
How do you think they feel about it?
News is news.
The truth is the truth.
Yeah.
And as far as did he do anything wrong in terms of divulging his health info, I had to look it up. It's not illegal for him to do it. It's not even illegal for health officials to divulge your health information. If you wanted to take them to court, you'd have to prove there were some damages incurred by your health info becoming public. Is there any damages incurred for Austin Matthews that we all found out that he was positive coronavirus?
Friends don't want to come over. That's about it. Like, I don't know, right? His Rolodex of women or, you know, whatever, they're not coming over? I don't know. That might have been it.
You see what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, I do.
From Katie Fleury, she says, to me, that stuff doesn't need to be put out. It's like HIPAA. But it's not like HIPAA. That's the Health Information Privacy Act. That's regarding health officials. It has nothing to do with the media. Believe me, we went all through it on the weekend. And I'm not necessarily backing Steve Simmons, by the way. I don't know where I fall on this. It doesn't really matter where I fall. Would I have done it? No. So many times I've been asked, would you please not report this? So then I don't. In the case of Simmons, was he asked not to report Matthews' positive test results? I don't know whether he was or not. But it's the truth. And that's his job. It's not illegal. Is it immoral? There's a difference. Yeah. Lying's not illegal, but lying's immoral.
Yeah. It's an ethical
problem. And you're
a
Leaf fan, so maybe you have more thoughts on this than I do.
Well, I do, because it seems like it's only a problem because it's Austin Matthews. Has it been a problem when other players or other athletes or other stars, you know, have been announced to have had coronavirus or COVID? You know, why is it all of a sudden an issue now that Steve Simmons is reporting it? I have more of a problem with that. Wasn't a big issue when the NBA guys were being outed. Wasn't a big issue, you know, when other entertainment stars have been said to have COVID. Some of them put it out themselves, so that's great. But news is news. And how are we supposed to know in today's world what somebody's going to get upset about or what somebody's not going to get upset about?
That now, too.
He has a personal relationship there, and somebody asked him not to report it, and he reported it anyway. Now you're getting into the ethical lines of what's right and what's wrong. But
We're getting all the comment section's going off like a slot machine here on the Facebook wall. Kevin in Saskatoon said, will we get sports this fall or not? That's coming up in my quick six. Patience, Grasshopper. We want you to participate, but just hold on. I got the topics here. Point three, Bubba Wallace finding a noose in his garage prior to Sunday's NASCAR race. He's the only black driver on the NASCAR circuit, and there was a noose in his garage. The second I saw that, and it was Devin Haru's Twitter feed where I saw it first, my stomach just turned, and I'll tell you why. We've all been somewhat tiptoeing around this race issue in the last couple of weeks since the riots, you know, the George Floyd issue. My thing is, this is proof that racism will never, ever, ever be ended because there's a lot of racists that see no reason to change. So how are you going to eliminate racism when you have guys like that? It's not to say, hey, I do hope they find the guy, the girl, or the group that did this. They're going to be banished from NASCAR? That's not going to fix the problem. So it's not that I don't want to see racism amended, but you still got idiots like this out there, and you're always going to have idiots like this. We've been trying to do this for 100 years, longer. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's stomach-turning, and it's sad.
Yeah. You think we've made so much progress, you know, over in the last, you know, 30 to 60 days in a short period of time, and then you see that, and how tough already, you know, being the only black NASCAR driver on tour, they just, you know, banned the Confederate flag, and now all of a sudden, you know, a noose ends up. It's not good. It's unsettling, and it's just not what you want to, not the news you wanted to read over the weekend.
I hope there's a little bit of progress being made in racial injustice, but that yesterday just felt like he went back to square one. Lauren Smith writes in on our point, too. He says, I worked for 40 years in the news business. People turn to us for news, and that's what we deliver. It's funny because I talked with Pat Fiacco about this in our pre-show meeting about being a public person. You know, Pat's not mayor anymore. Does he miss it? Do you miss it, Pat?
I miss the people.
He misses that, but he doesn't miss being a public person. Am I right? So with the Auston Matthews thing, what the one legendary scribe said to me, whom will remain nameless, but he said, with a public person, this is how it goes.
It is.
That's the thing.
There are no secrets when you're in that limelight. And, you know, I bring this up before, much like, you know, my brother goes to work in the mine and he gets a little danger pay for the dangers that he faces. The same thing with athletes. They're getting paid and compensated. They're dealing with things that you and I don't have to deal with on a daily basis. And it is relevant because they're coming back to play. Or they've announced a plan to come back to play in a little over a month from now, in August, to start playing hockey. And, you know, the news is that NHL players are contracting coronavirus. And you can say a few of the Tampa Bay Lightning got it. That's cool. But when somebody with a name behind it, now it's real. Auston Matthews has caught it. It doesn't discriminate, right? If Connor McDavid had it, we'd want to know, and that would stop us in our tracks, and we'd pay attention and understand how serious it is. So it is news.
Rolling along here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore in our Quick Six show topics, and on the way today, Pat Fiacco, Canada's toughest mayor and the president of Boxing Canada, Jermarcus Hardrick of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and Jason Kurzweil. Point four, the commenters wrote it in earlier. Will we see any leagues play? I'm certainly having my doubts. So to that end, I've been enjoying the PGA, I've been enjoying the NASCAR, I've been enjoying who is playing. I can't see them playing with these. And I'm watching ESPN get up this morning. They're talking about Dak Prescott's going to sign the franchise tag with the Cowboys and make $31.4 million this year. I'm like, you guys know they're not going to be playing, right? You know that, don't you? But ESPN, they're just, until they're told they're not, they're going to continue with their coverage. But NFL, NHL... I'm going to put this in my column later in the week that the CFL is getting hammered on that, hey, other leagues are announcing plans to come back. Other leagues are coming back. Why isn't the CFL? I'm like, why don't you just wait until the leagues actually play before you criticize the CFL for that? Because I don't believe they're going to play.
It's really tough. It's really tough. It'd be a different story. You know, it's kind of expectations versus reality. If that was the expectation all along that, hey, we're going to open up our doors, we're going to bring players back in nice and early, there's probably going to be a few of them who are going to catch the virus, but they're all pretty healthy. We're going to have our health experts ready, and you know they're going to quarantine for 2 weeks. Some of them will get it. We'll get it out of everybody's system. We'll work towards this, and by the time we get into the middle of July, we'll be ready for camps, and everything should be great. But the fact is, and the way it looks is that they weren't prepared for it. This is all catching everybody by surprise, that all the players are contracting the virus, which to me is flipping everything up on its head, and that's setting us back and making it look very doubtful.
People just tuning in wondering why I'm wearing a Winnipeg Blue Bombers shirt. This came from a Bomber fan by the name of Pumper, and he said, would you wear it? And I said, yes, I'll wear it. And for me to be the CFL guy, supporter of the entire CFL, I'll wear this stuff. I got the Lions shirt. I'll be putting it on later. That's why. From Pumper. Point five. Here, this dawned on me over the weekend. Do you remember when the Norwalk virus... Mm-hmm. was making its way through the Western Hockey League? I remember this. There was one specific Alberta hotel. I'm not going to name it because I don't feel like being sued this morning. But teams were going through there and contracting the Norwalk virus. And we were all kind of worried because we were going through and staying in that hotel. There was one team, and I can't remember who it was, went into that town and was playing as the road team with 12 players because 8 of their guys had Norwalk virus. And, of course, back then we're all Googling Norwalk virus. What is it? Oh, potentially deadly. Sounds very similar to coronavirus, right? But we all went and stayed in that hotel.
Yeah.
I think 2 or 3 of our guys were befelled by Norwalk virus. Now, I'm not necessarily comparing it to coronavirus, but what I'm saying is, how much different was that to this? And I want to say that was about 15 years ago, probably.
Yeah.
So you remember when that was going through?
Oh, yeah. It almost is like a perfect storm, right? It starts hitting and it's not real, but as soon as it hit the NBA that night, we remember, right? And they pull them right off the court, and then all of a sudden, the next day, everything's getting canceled, and it's like, starts at the top, but when it starts at the bottom, you know, where the WHL would fit in compared to pro sports, well, we'll figure it out, and they continue to just do their thing. If it had hit at a higher level first, maybe we'd be in a much different place, you know, Norwalk.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I remember that very well, and it just dawned, well,
not nothing,
we didn't think it was nothing. Everybody was afraid. Greg Drennan was all over it.
Yeah.
But we kept playing.
We were never shutting down the games.
Teenage boys, some of the healthiest guys on earth.
Yeah.
We kept playing. And some teams suffer. You know, what are they saying now? Like, what if all the quarterbacks go down of a CFL team? Well, you go find another one, I guess, because the WHL team played with 12 guys because the Norwalk virus took down 8.
Yeah.
And by the way, that was a 24 to 48 hour symptom thing, whereas they're saying coronavirus is a week. So it's probably not as severe or serious, but just something that dawned on me over the weekend. Mick Panko writes that he says, late to the party here, but is Simmons reporting Matthews' diagnosis a privacy breach, or are athletes not privy to the same rights? Everybody has the same rights, but I'll go back because it's an important issue, and everybody that logs onto the show to watch this morning will get the poll question in front of them. Did Steve Simmons do anything wrong by reporting Auston Matthews' positive coronavirus result? This is, I looked it up. There's like 4 provinces in Canada that you might have a legal issue if your health information's disclosed. Saskatchewan's 1, Ontario's not, and that's only for health officials. If health officials disclose your privacy, your health info, you might have a case, but you have to prove that there were damages incurred by your health information being disclosed. And I don't think there's any damages to Auston Matthews here other than being embarrassed. And it's also said you could go to court and maybe hope to win a small amount of money if you sued the health officials for it. It has no bearing on the media at all, the law. In Ontario, it's not illegal at all.
It's not an issue.
No. Couple minutes left here before we break and we bring in Pasquale. Sim recap from the weekend. Close to 11,000 people watched our Friday night football computer simulation between Saskatchewan and Montreal right from this studio. Close to 11,000. You understand this is a video game, right?
Yeah.
You understand it's the first one we ever did, right? It was great. Saskatchewan 1-8-3. The comments were unbelievable. It was a hot night. People were complaining about the lack of water fountains in the facility. What else were they complaining? Yeah. Oh, play calling.
Play call.
Too conservative.
The play calling. Yeah, they were concerned about the play calling. They're a little bit nervous about virtual Cody Fajardo.
That's right. They were calling for the backup.
They were calling for virtual James Franklin. So it was a typical night in Saskatchewan. A typical night, calling for the backup, complaining about the offensive coordinator, and there's always something wrong with the stadium. So,
just brand new stadium.
We checked all the boxes.
So you can go back and watch it right now on this very Facebook Live channel. And then this week, here's the deal. I haven't written down the week 3 games, but they are tomorrow or Wednesday. We'll do the poll for what's Canada's game of the week. But it opens with Saskatchewan and Hamilton Thursday night football. It's a Grey Cup preview, dare I say. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling like that'll be voted Canada's game of the week. But there's also Calgary at Winnipeg and Edmonton at BC. Those are the 3 games. If the majority of the vote votes for Riders at Ticats, we'll be calling it Thursday, 5 p.m. SAS time, right here on this channel.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. There's a lot of games, though. That Calgary-Winnipeg game is going to be a great game, too.
A rematch of the 0-1 Grey Cup.
Oh, yeah.
And or Edmonton-BC. Try telling the BC people that's not a big game up there. Because it's their home opener.
It's a big deal.
So all I can say is there's people writing about our sim broadcast, right? We've seen the online coverage. It's a thing. They say we have a hit on our hands. So thanks to the 11,000 that tuned in, and we will see you hopefully Thursday night. Okay, Pat Fiacco coming up right after the break. A sports update, Jermarcus Hardrick of the Blue Bombers, and more. It's the RP Show on a Monday. Episode 260 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show continues after this on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED. LED sign rentals. Video. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
To the 16 guys who never back down, and to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Sports update. Just ahead of Pat Fiacco, NASCAR has launched an investigation after a noose was found in the garage stall of Bubba Wallace. He's the only black driver in the Elite Cup Series in 2 weeks, successfully pushed the circuit to ban the Confederate flag at its venues. NASCAR has vowed to find who was responsible and eliminate them from the sport. Thunderstorms, by the way, washed out the NASCAR Cup Series at Talladega Super Speedway. Hours leading up to the race, Confederate flags were displayed outside the track. Some flying from pickup trucks in protest of NASCAR's ban. The race is scheduled to be run this afternoon. And Webb Simpson carded 5 birdies in a 6-hole stretch on the back en route to a 1-stroke victory at the RBC Heritage. Simpson shot a 7-under 64 to edge Abraham Answer for the win. Corey Connors of Listowel, Ontario was the top Canadian 8 strokes back. This sports update is for Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. We are open. Stop in today at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. All right, we welcome Pat Fiacco in, Canada's toughest mayor. How many years mayor of Regina? 12?
12.
12 years?
12 years.
And not doing that anymore. So I said, how do I introduce you, Pat? All around good guy. You said that works.
It does.
How are you, my friend?
I am doing absolutely fantastic. Yeah, life is good, despite the pandemic that has changed changed the way we all have to behave until, of course, there's a vaccine for it. But, you know, we live a good life in Regina and Saskatchewan.
There's no doubt. Sometimes we need to be reminded of it. Here's a reason why.
Always. We, yeah. we, uh, Yeah, we got a great quality of life here.
Well, the interesting, and Pat, too, by the way, is the president of Boxing Canada, so we'll get around to that. But it's not like you came in with anything to announce today. We're just going to
chat.
Yeah, shoot the bull and chat sports. So I don't, of all those topics, you saw the six. Did you want to, maybe will we see any leagues play? Maybe we'll jump on that, point yeah. four. What do you think?
You know what, with the if you look at what's happened this past week with the training camps of Major League Baseball, a number of players were diagnosed. The golfer was diagnosed. There's a spread, and unfortunately in the U.S., I think it's 24 states now that have seen an increase. So I don't think for a minute that we're going to see anything in 2020. As much as I want to, I think it's putting lives at risk. And the last thing we need is this spread. We already have the U.S. president and vice president that's in denial in the U.S., and that's very dangerous. It's dangerous for the world because people are, you know, continuing to travel back and forth, and that's how the spread is happening. So I want there to be sport. Believe me, I want to be in. I miss going to the Rider games with my daughter. I miss watching great sports on television. But unfortunately, we have what we have right now, and it's short-term pain for a long-term gain.
I should mention, on the Rider thing, you did watch The Sim Friday night. A portion of it, you said.
It was awesome.
What'd you think?
You know what? It was brilliant. And I think that the CFL should thank you. And it is a great way to continue to keep the CFL relevant during this time. We know, I mean, if you follow social media, there are so many people that are so passionate about the CFL that are missing going to the games. So I think to be able to do what you're doing, that there's an audience there. I mean, your first show, what was it, 11,000 viewers?
Yeah.
So you know that that's going to increase on your second one. And it was fun to watch. It was like, kind of like watching a real, and you know what? I'm kind of sick of watching the reruns, the old games on TSN, which is great. You know, I didn't know that Cody Fajardo played for Toronto.
You watched the East final the other day?
It pissed me off to see that, but I didn't know
that. Scored the game-winning touchdown.
Yeah, I know. But as much as I want to see everything going on, and as I said, the CFL right now, we know the trouble they're in financially, and I think they're all trying to do the best they can to deal with it, but it's this is a tough one, and this, it's a business, right? Sports is a business, and they're like anybody else. We know the Riders are the probably one of the most profitable teams in the league. And we had a loss, obviously. And this is going to continue. We just got to be smart.
Mm-hmm. By the way, this is not Pat's first visit in here. So you realize we'll interrupt our chat with a little bit of the questions that are coming in from the viewers. Robert Kazakoff writes in from Regina's Kings Park Speedway. And I didn't see it earlier. The guy said he asked me to come out and drop the green flag at their season opening race. Robert, I am so in. And I've been watching NASCAR. I did not realize when they dropped the green flag, the announcers go, "We're under green." And away they go. It's exciting as hell. Where's it been all my life? So, yeah, I do miss the CFL, but I'm watching things that I never watched before, and I'm enjoying that. So, Robert has a question for you, and he says, Pat, do you miss being mayor of the Queen City?
You know what? There are certain portions of the job that I miss. Now, I was very fortunate. I had 12, for me anyways, 12 wonderful years. Not everybody agrees with some of the decisions we made, but we always made decisions that were based on the better good of our community. I do miss portions of it, but right now, I got to tell you, it's tough being a politician, whether it's municipal,
can you imagine?
Provincial.
With the pandemic, you
federal.
Mean?
With the pandemic, but in general, I think that there's a really serious lack of respect for politicians. Now, some of them deserve that lack of respect. But for the most part, I think people go into politics so that they can improve, whether it's life at the municipal level, provincial or federal level. And sometimes maybe complacency sets in, and that's why they get the grief they get. But I miss certain portions of it, but I had fun with it, and I'm still contributing to the community, but just in a different way.
Right. Well, I got to ask you this too. As we go through these show topics, the Auston Matthews, Steve Simmons situation. Did Steve Simmons do anything wrong by disclosing Auston Matthews' coronavirus test results, which Simmons reported on Friday were positive? Now, you had your runarounds with media. I mean, I didn't cover news, but our news reporters would come back and tell me, oh, Pat kicked a guy out of the scrum today. is that true? Like what?
Yeah, I did. I did. He we were in a scrum and he gave me the finger, tried to hide it.
Come on.
But I've had battles with this guy a couple of times. And so I made sure that was taken care of. And then I dealt with the particular station that he was working for and made sure that he never covered one of our stories again.
So you can do that, huh? You can.
Well, I don't know if you can or can't.
But you did.
But you know what? There are certain things, if you're going to cross the line like that, you know, you're in a business where you're going to get information and news, and I think that everybody should treat each other with respect. And if you can't do that, then I'm not interested in dealing with you. It's really simple. And I do that today. I don't need those type of people in my life. So get lost.
You know what? Some of the best experience or advice you ever gave me, I know I've brought it up to you multiple times, but we were standing on Rose Street in downtown Regina. And I said, Pat, these anonymous threats that I'm getting and comments, you know, they're tearing me down. And you're like, what are you even listening to those for? Because if an anonymous letter or something comes in, I delete, rip it up. If you put your name, I'll meet with you and we'll talk about your concerns. But if you don't, as a matter of fact, your quote was, if you don't even have the balls to put your name behind it, I'm not even considering what you're saying.
You're a coward.
You're a coward.
You're a coward. And in this day and age, you should be able to have a face-to-face discussion, agree to disagree, and move on.
Right. So on that, kind of weaves into point three, the Bubba Wallace situation. The only black driver on the NASCAR circuit finds a noose in his garage before the... It is so disgusting, I feel dirty saying it. What did you think when you heard that story?
Well, I was listening to your comments earlier, and I've also been listening to some high-profile individuals that really believe that we do not have racism.
I can't believe that.
Are they... What world do they live in? And I think they're racists themselves.
They must be.
If that's their mentality, if they don't realize even what a racist comment is, we have racism. It's everywhere you look. And maybe I'm a bit sensitive to it because my parents were victims of racism, moving here from Italy, not understanding the language or speaking the language and bringing some of their traditions over. People would laugh about it. And I think that I don't understand why people feel that they need to... not understand other cultures. It's a shame. I think the one thing that has to happen, though, is people should start calling these other individuals out. If you hear a racist comment, don't be afraid to stop that person and just tell them, listen.
Can't do that anymore.
This isn't how we live our lives. Look around. We are so multicultural. And I think it's wonderful that we are. And if you took the time, now maybe because I've been fortunate enough to do a lot of traveling and visit a lot of countries and see these cultures, there's no reason not to respect it, to understand it. And if you did, then I don't think there's an issue with racism. You know, in Saskatchewan, our problem is our racism against First Nations. And a lot of people don't want to talk about it. I'm not First Nations, but I work with First Nations.
Yeah.
And I see it all the time. And it's a shame. And people, as I said, just you need to call people out. You just need to stop them from doing it.
Well, it's funny that you say that some people deny that there's racism. I'm hearing about it. Chad Jeter, Ryder D. Lyman, tweeted yesterday. He goes, if you actually think there's no racism, look at what happened to Bubba Wallace. And I'm thinking, who is saying that there isn't? But I guess there's some deniers. There's Holocaust deniers too, right? But
people are saying it.
I haven't seen it, but I can't believe that you would deny it. And I also think about this story, Pat, but just with the new Canadians that have moved into our community, I don't think that any Canadian city is any different. I thought about back to the 50s and 60s. My in-laws are Greeks, of course. They came over, or her dad, around the time probably your parents. When did your parents?
I grew up with them one block away from my place.
So you know them.
1957,
right.
They came in.
So I thought, can you
on Victoria
good
Avenue.
Memory, yeah. So imagine what it was like for them. They looked different. They sounded different. Yeah. I can't imagine what they put up with. Same things happening now.
It's unfortunate. It is really unfortunate. I hope in the schools, I mean, when you walk into a school today, it is different than walking into a school in the 60s because you see black faces, brown faces, so many different cultures. And that's the place where I'm hoping the kids are learning that you accept everyone. We all bleed red, don't we?
Cut us open. We all bleed the same.
We all bleed red. Yeah.
We got a comment. Jeff Fink writes in and says, hey, Rod, Jeff Fink, president of Kings Park Speedway. I want to invite both of you guys out. Are you in, Pat?
100%.
All right. We're both there to drop the green flag. We'll be under green. I believe they said July 18th. The guys were running around here telling me. I missed the comment earlier what the date is. But let me check July. I think I'm open.
What's the date? July?
I think he said the 18th. You probably have a more active calendar than I do.
If it's a Saturday, I'm good.
Yeah, same here.
If it's Sunday, then we're off to White Bear to golf.
Oh, good. Well, that's the thing.
With my wife.
Monday to Friday, I'm either here, and on the weekends, I'm at Deer Valley. But I can make a night race to drop the flag.
Well, if I'm available, I'm definitely in.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't quite get your answer, though. We went off track on the Austin Matthews, Steve Simmons thing. So he divulges Austin Matthews' positive test. Not illegal. Believe me, everybody's been looking it up. And Simmons continues to stand by his story. 25, 30 years ago, we're probably not even having this talk. It's but things have changed.
Well, they have. But you know, he's a public figure. And, you know, if he pulls his groin in a hockey game, we all hear about it. So
it's health info.
He caught the virus, and he's a public figure, and it means a lot. I mean, especially if you're talking about, I don't know if the Maple Leafs will make the playoffs, but if they're one of the teams that are
playing in.
It has a huge effect on everybody. So I don't have a problem with the news.
Jeff Fink says, by the way, it's a Friday and a Saturday. Why don't you take one night? I'll take the other.
I'm in.
How's that sound?
100%.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
And thanks for the invite again.
Yeah, absolutely. So back to that, because again, I don't want to divulge who the reporter was I was talking with, but he's a Hall of Fame newspaper guy, Canadian Football Hall of Fame. And he goes, all we need to do as reporters is be accurate. That's it. So obviously you still believe that old school mentality of journalism then.
It you're a public figure. It is what it is. And you know, he has fans out there that want to hear about it, but it affects the league. Mm-hmm. This is big picture stuff. It affects the league. And you can imagine if the league wasn't able to find out the ramifications. So there's all kinds of stories that are broken that people hear about that, you know, reports are that.
Yeah.
Not confirmed, but clearly this is a story that was confirmed.
Well, you got to follow Steve Simmons on Twitter. And I know Steve well. I've known him a long time, but he's that old school mentality, and he doubled down on his report. He's like, I reported it. It's been verified. Why are the major networks ignoring this? And it's all about the Leafs have everybody under their thumb, or not everybody, not Steve Simmons, obviously, but the reporters are afraid to report it. That's my take on it, because maybe the Leafs will ban them from the press box, or they don't want that information out. Now, there's a difference between the truth. I'm shocked at the backlash at Simmons, because I would think people want to know the truth. That's what journalism's all about. When you get into opinion, that's a different story. Columnists, right? I'm sure you've brushed with a few.
Well, it's true. And you know, people are entitled to their opinion. And that's why you have those columns. It's your
right.
Opinion. In this particular case, he's reporting what he believes to be, and it's been, as you said, it's been verified. He's got COVID, and there's going to be more. There's going to be more. Why wasn't there any backlash on the NBA players that were reported to have COVID this past week, or the golfer that was reported to have COVID? Because he's a Toronto Maple Leaf. You'd think the Leafs would want publicity.
Maybe it's not that publicity. They want publicity, not, but we want to control what that publicity is. No, you're right. And actually, they brought up Ezekiel Elliott of my team, the Dallas Cowboys, who was upset that his results were reported. But you also can't control that. It's not illegal what Steve Simmons did. So there's some of the topics with Pat Fiacco. We're going to take a break. I'm going to check the Prairie Mobile text line, 840-8777. Your questions and comments for the former mayor of Regina, the current president of Boxing Canada. We will get to your Facebook comments as well. We got to talk about the CFL. I'm saving the big chunk of this, Pat, for the Canadian Football League and where they're going and will they play. What if they do? But maybe more scarily, what if they don't? Mm-hmm. More with Pat Fiacco after this break. It's the RP Show. Episode 260 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show continues after this. Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Pat Fiacco with us up until the top of the hour. Jermarcus Hardrick of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in Hour 2, and Jason Kurzweil, the athletic director from the University of Calgary. We'll talk about Canada West's decision to cancel fall sports, including, of course, football. So, the floor is yours, the viewers and the listeners. On the Prairie Mobile text line, Zach in Calgary writes, good morning, RP. How are you guys this morning? Very Winnipegish for wearing the Bombers shirt in Regina this morning. No, I'm wearing the Bombers shirt in Canada. I'm a CFL guy, and a Bomber fan sent it to me. I told him I'd wear it. I got a Lion shirt under the desk I'm saving, so hang on. From Metal Shingle Guy, he says, the sim was freaking awesome, boys. If I didn't know, I'd believe it's live. I was listening in the garage, just like the old days, Rod. CFL better be kissing your butt. Friday Night Football sim is a great way to stay relevant, but you need to slow down if you can. But look, the plays just come bang, 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 bang. There's no replays. So we're sorting all. It was our first one. And 11,000 viewers, not bad for the opening show. Nick Nielsen with a good question. Question for Pat. Any buzz around the combat sports world on when events could begin to happen again?
Yeah, you know what? We're certainly dealing with that with Boxing Canada right now at the amateur level, and there's guidelines in place. Every province has a different date for opening the gyms. We just in Saskatchewan opened a couple of weeks ago, but there's limitations. You can only have up to 15 in the gym, so there's restrictions, and there's, you know, only so many hours in a day that amateur athletes are available to train. I'm convinced of this, until there's a vaccine, I think it's going to be very difficult to see combat sports come back in Canada anyways. I know in the States, in certain states, they've gone ahead allowed for MMA events. They've also, on Tuesday and Thursday nights on TSN, you can watch live boxing out of Vegas. No fans, just the coaches and the boxers, and of course they've got precautions in place. But I'll be surprised if in 2020 we're going to see anything. I would love to. We want to hold a major event in November here in Regina with the WBC World Boxing Council, both an amateur show combined with a pro show. I can't see it happening though right now. These athletes need to train. They got to get some sparring in. There's no sparring allowed right now.
Right.
So, again, I as much as I'd want to see it in 2020, I don't think we're going to really see anything until 2021.
So the UFC, by doing it, obviously you're following that very closely. They were in a state that allowed it.
Florida.
Yeah, and obviously followed all. I mean, the testing was, you know, fine-tooth comb.
Yeah, and also they're doing it in Vegas at the UFC studios. The issue, though, is that, once again, you've got a restricted audience. They're gonna obviously make their money on television, but it comes down to the ability to train. We just saw these huge spikes in Florida. Arizona now is a hot spot. These are where a lot of these athletes train. So if they do follow the health guidelines, they're not going to be able to train. It's going to be very difficult, and they're not going to be able to have these competitions. I said earlier in the show, as much as I want to see live sports again, there's a serious health issue to this, and everyone's talking about the possibility of a vaccine for COVID. Some people want to compare it to the flu. It's not the flu. It's different than the flu. It's something that we don't even know about. I listen to the health experts, and that's who I'm going to continue to listen to. And they're not advising to open anything up too soon. And we've seen evidence that those that have, the COVID has continued to spread. And we haven't experienced phase two of COVID. So that's in the fall. It's supposed to be coming in the fall.
The second wave.
I hope it doesn't, but be prepared.
Boy, we got some great questions coming in from the viewers. And I ask the guys if you can put up the question from Jacques Delorme. He's the nutrition coach for the Regina Thunder football program. It was with regards to ticketing and refunds. But here it is from Jacques. Hey, Rod, if the CFL does not play, what will teams do with the money they have from season ticket sales? First, home games here have been dealt with, but what about the rest? Well, it's a really good question. I didn't renew my season tickets in the off season, so I don't have to worry about that. I've had people say they've called the Riders and asked for refunds and been refunded for 4 or 5 games. There's that. I mean, the teams and the commissioner have specifically requested that you leave your season ticket money with the football program so they can operate. Operating capital, as they called it. So my wife, though, had Grey Cup tickets. She has asked for and received her refunds on Grey Cup tickets because there's not going to be a game played here this year, at least not what we had expected as part of the Grey Cup Festival. So what are they going to do with that money? They're going to use it to pay their staff that's already taken pay cuts. They're going to use it to operate any normal business expenses. Pat, what would be your answer to that question and the situation the CFL is currently facing?
Well, I mean, season ticket holders, they all received options.
Right. There's like 4 or 5 options, right?
Right. So, you know, that's good. They've given those options. And again, if we want to keep, if you really love the CFL, if you love Canadian football, then you're going to do what's in the best interest of yourself, but more importantly, overall, for the goodness of betterment of the league. I think that we the CFL, the Riders anyways, you can put that credit towards your 2021 season right. tickets, which is what we all should do. If we're smart, we'll do that. Not just here in Saskatchewan, but right across the CFL, we should be looking at every possible way to ensure that the league is going to be viable in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
But be patient. Be patient.
It's a virtue.
You've already paid it. You're already out of pocket. It's just going to be put towards next year.
Evan Dom's watching. He is the top communications officer with Canada West. He says, Pat gets it. He's out of Edmonton. Garnet in North Battleford says, bravo, Pat. He is exactly right. Truth equals science. Colin McAnulty is watching in Ottawa. He says, Pat, did Calgary Sports and Entertainment Corporation ever approach you on how to help convince Mayor Nenshi of Calgary to put some municipal dollars towards a new arena for the Flames and or new stadium for the Stampeders?
You know, years ago, when I was mayor, I was provided with a plan in regards to the Calgary property. And of course, as you know, that's all part of the University of Calgary. Great piece of property and a real good plan. If your municipal leaders will not support an investment in that particular project, it's going to be very difficult to pull off. Because if you want the private sector to come in, they're going to want to know how committed is your local government to it. And I know that Mernenchi hasn't exactly been a leader in that area, and it's too bad, because, as you know, we had pushback here at first, but it didn't matter. We listened. The majority of people wanted the facility. And, of course, it's the pride of the CFL. It's the pride of most North American leagues that do not have private owners of teams. But listen, people move to a community because there's extracurricular activities, positive extracurricular activities. You want to be able to attract concerts. You want to be able to attract different sports teams. It's just not the Saskatchewan Rough Riders that use our facility. We built an amazing sports and entertainment sector within that,
which continues to grow.
And there's, you know, Mr. Reed from the Exhibition Association, Everest, continues to put forward plans, again, for the betterment of our community. It's an investment. It's going to cost money. But in my opinion, in the long run, it's going to pay off, because then we'll have a vibrant community that people want to be here, that want to visit. Everybody benefits from it. The hotel industry, the restaurant industry.
Of course.
When you have these events, places rocking, and you're only going to have these events if you have the infrastructure to host them.
Can you see the Calgary project continuing given the Alberta economy plus the pandemic, because the price of oil was horrible before this?
You know, things happen in cycles, and the economy is going to rebound. I don't think they should give up on the dream. You're going to postpone it.
Right.
They still have the stadium. They still have an arena. So be prepared for when the economy does turn around, and just have it ready to go. And you know what? If you're living in Calgary and you're not happy with your municipal leadership, find out what your municipal leaders are going to be supporting. And then the next election, you got a decision to make.
Yeah. Well, you know what happened in their last one? They reelected them. So we'll see what happens.
Well, you know what? I think that, again, things change. And I think if you look at the economy, if you look at what's happening in Alberta generally, but in Calgary in particular, because of all the head offices, people are probably looking twice at this and realizing that, you know, this is we have a huge opportunity here. Let's take advantage of it.
I'm going to interject. Trent in Norway's watching. Where's my Norwegian flag? Norway calling. It is only right and fitting that a visionary man took the bull by the horns and made something happen, not just for Regina, but for all of Saskatchewan. He's talking about you, Pat, and the new stadium. That pushback you said off the start, like, how did you deal with that? How did you not just...
Well, you know what? We live in a democracy, so you should be, you know, people have they should be able to come forward and determine whether they agree with you, if they don't agree with you. But you're always going to get 20% pushback. But that 20% is the loudest.
Yeah.
80% of the people elected you to make a decision. They don't want you to go back to them every time. Well, should I do this? Should I do that? No, we were elected to make those decisions. But I've always told people there's always going to be 10% on the extreme left and 10% on the extreme right.
They and convince
you,
the middle.
They hate you no matter what.
Right.
They're loud. And yeah. You know, no different than protesters of the new CNIB building in Wascana. It's a small group of people making a lot of noise on a building that is going to replace a derelict building that's going to provide amazing service for our blind. The MS office is going to be in there as well. What are people thinking that you would deny the opportunity for a new building to replace an old building in the gem of our city? I don't understand it. Because it's different, because it's change. You're not disrupting the footprint of the park. 80% of the community want it. But that 20% that are loud are getting all the publicity. So rather than having this thing constructed already, and rightfully so, the Capital Commission is doing public consultations and so on. But I don't understand how people would get in the way of something that's going to be for the betterment of our community.
So on that, and I want to end, we've got lots of time here left, but I want to talk about the CFL. For instance, the Halifax Stadium thing. In all the articles that have been sent to me from my Halifax friends, they say there's two city councillors that are just dead set against that stadium, which, by the way, I believe is totally dead right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about like a year ago. And some of your city councillor friends of yours that I talked to said two can't block it. I think it's a city council of nine in Halifax. If it's only two and seven are for it, it'll go ahead.
Yes, it will.
But we were talking about the Schooners earlier today and who might be the first president of it. And I said, I don't think there's going to be a Schooners. Like when the CFL reemerges from this, it's currently paused. So whatever that reemergence is, are they going to be in position to be welcoming a 10th team in Atlantic Canada, do you think?
Well, you know what? It really comes down to the money. Will the private sector contribute? You're right, two city councillors cannot block it. They can vote against it, but it's a democracy. It's the majority right. That's going to do it. I think they'll have to look at we'll have to look at the situation. Listen, the CFL asked for $150 million dollars from the federal government. I don't think the Schooners will be in a position or the CFL in general will be in a position to start a new franchise in 2021 or 2022. It's going to take a couple more years.
No doubt. Oh, by the way, Casey's watching. He says, Pat needs to be a weekly guest. I can't stop watching. Grr. Pat brings the lumber. He brings the wood.
Well, thank you.
The one thing I heard just this morning on a phone call on my way in here is that Rider officials and CFL officials expect they will receive some federal money, but will it be to the degree they were asking? Probably not. But you know what? Nothing, no harm in asking, I guess.
Well, and I don't have a problem with my tax dollars going to the CFL because I'm one of the season ticket holders. I'm going to go to the games. And, you know, what would this, can you imagine a society without sport?
No.
Professional sport? You know, we've got two, and I'll remember this, we've got two professional sports teams in our province, the Riders and the Rush. And sometimes we have to help. It's just the way it's going to be. I don't have a problem with it, but I enjoy going to these games. It gives me an opportunity to spend time with family and friends. I get to sometimes be a bit of an idiot, which we all get to be.
Of course.
That's what we do. And it's fun.
We're good at it.
I love it. And so I don't have a problem with tax dollars going to that.
By the way, Alan the intern, he was the guy that was out here in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey. That's right. Bucks, right? Today, Alan, the Asian sensation. He says, Pat flies like a butterfly and stings like a bee. He should be the rock star of the day. We're going to anoint you that, Pat. Would you wear this?
I'd love to.
From Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. The rock star of the day, Pat Fiacco. Look at that. Put her there. That looks fantastic.
Thank you.
It's the best looking hat ever.
Awesome.
And by the way, the $1.3 billion the CFL generates across the country on a yearly basis, too. Let's not forget about that. But you mentioned the 10 to 20% against. They're loud. And for those people that are against the CFL getting money, this is the problem that I have. And I'm hearing CFL players from other teams are calling, DMing me, Pat. And they're like, where's the urgency? Nobody's standing up and waving the flag right now. And that's scaring them because it's their livelihood. People, if you love the CFL, you need to stand up and show it.
Well, it's certainly human nature. It's much easier to be against something than it is to be for something. And that's just, it seems to be human nature. And I agree with you. You know, be proud of our CFL if you want it. Let's get it going. Maybe start a petition. I don't know if there's one already started. I haven't seen it.
Not that we know of.
And but I think the federal government will contribute. They're not stupid. You said it best. These games contribute to the economy, the locals' economy in our country, and restaurants and hotels, retailers, everybody suffers. But think about the morale in a community. People get excited, you know, on game day, no matter what city you're on, or game weekend, people are wearing their jerseys downtown.
Civic pride, provincial pride.
There's fundraisers that are being done. It's huge, and it's fun. And there's worse things that the federal government contributes money to.
That's what somebody else says. Some throw more money at worse things or less things. But this is funny for our viewers across the country that don't know what it's like in Ryderville. As a restaurant owner, former restaurant owner, a home game day is worth $10,000. If the Riders win, $20,000. Right? Because they're going out after the game and shelling out, not going home mad.
Well, but not only that, think about the television exposure we get.
Yep.
It's just not a local audience. It's an international audience. And again, in most cases, if it doesn't have an effect on you, you don't care about it until you lose it, until it's gone. You don't appreciate something as much until you lose it. And we can't afford to lose the CFL. We can't afford to lose the Saskatchewan Roughriders, and we never will. I mean, again, I think the Riders are the envy of the entire CFL. But maybe it's time to start getting a bit louder if you're a CFL fan right across this country.
Couldn't agree more. Pat Rackett, you're the rock star of the day. I will see you at Kings Park. All right, we'll keep in touch with that.
Yes.
Thanks to the guys there.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Nick Lewis joining us as well. Great conversation, says Nick, the Hall of Famer in waiting. Appreciate it. Hour two coming up. Jermarcus Hardrick of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and UFC Dino's athletic director, Jason Kurzweil. It's the RP Show. Canada's morning sports talk show continues after this break on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hey, Rod Squad, now you can join the team with your very own RP Show gear. Head to rodpetersonshop.com and get yours today while supplies last. It's just like we wear on the show, official RP Show gear at rodpetersonshop.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.